You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Please welcome Maurice Ashley. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So I should know the answers to this question, but what is a chess grandmaster? How do you become a grandmaster in chess?
A grandmaster is the highest title you can have in
right.
the game. So you have to beat other grandmasters, top players from around the world. So, you know, basically we're just badass.
But if you beat a grandmaster, then how come that grandmaster is still a grandmaster? Shouldn't he like go down like Highlander type thing? No, you still stay a grandmaster?
Nah.
Who's the first grandmaster then?
They are the grandmasters back in the 1900s,
uh-huh.
early 1900s, 1914,
right.
the top players. And once they establish them as grandmasters,
yes.
then, you know, the rest of us come up. You don't just invert
the titles. So grandmaster means you basically know like all the finishing moves, like in Mortal Kombat type thing.
Not exactly, but...
But close.
You know a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know a lot of stuff.
I play chess. I know all the chess.
You called it a horse? You called it a horsey earlier.
I actually did play chess in school. We had to choose a sport, and then there was, like, options like rugby, which is our version of football. And I was like, I don't want to get hurt. And then I chose chess. And you know what's interesting is I say that now, but you can't see this in the cameras, but if you look at, like, Maurice's arms... Like, I've met a few chess players recently. You guys have a lot of muscles for people who just move a piece of plastic around. No.
Those chess pieces are heavy, man.
But this is a real thing, though. You actually have to try and be in shape to play chess well. Is this a true thing?
It's absolutely true. When you're sitting there 4 or 5 hours playing, you're concentrating, you need the stamina, you need to be able to focus that kind of time. You've got to be in shape. And all the top players, Magnus Carlsen, Fabiana Caruana, the guys who are playing in the World Chess Championship
right now,
they're working out 3-4 hours all the time, every day, man. They have to stay in shape.
You see, that's mind-blowing to me because, I mean, you talk about these people. Some people may know Magnus. You know, he's a world celebrity now. I mean, he models as well. He does endorsements for Porsche and everything. You commentate on the games. I find your story fascinating, you know, because you come from a world where you don't think that a young black kid is going to get into chess at the level that you got into, right? Chess was that sport that maybe you saw the old guys playing in the hood. It wasn't like something everyone wanted to get into. But you played it. You got good at it. And what I like is that you brought elements of the hood into the way you commentate on chess now. Why did you do that and how did you get into it? Because you don't commentate in like a boring way.
No, you know, it's funny because when we played chess in Brooklyn, I'm from Brownsville, Brooklyn.
Right.
That's what's up.
Brooklyn in the house.
In the building. No, Brownsville, we say Brownsville was so rough because Mike Tyson was from Brownsville.
Right.
Brownsville was so rough, Mike had to get out of Brownsville. And the people who played chess in the hood, the brothers were usually the cool guys.
Right.
Not like the old guys. So they'd be talking to you, trash talking the whole time you're playing. And they're like, yo, Maurice, you know, I was playing chess with your sister last night.
Wait. The idea that guys are trash talking.
I mean, trash talking all the time.
Right.
So you get that in your head. You get used to being distracted by players
right.
while you're playing. And you just stay cool. So now when I do commentary, I do the same thing. I try to bring that energy and that flow from the hood. You know, it's just normal.
It's a game that many people have lauded as the ultimate thinker's game. You know, CEOs have said you learn chess and you learn how to defeat your enemies in the boardroom. You teach people chess tactics in life. Is that a thing people just say to make chess sound cool? Or do you actually think chess can help a person think analytically in life?
First of all, chess is cool.
I agree.
All right.
I'm telling you, I play chess. I'm
okay.
not lying about that. I play chess.
You know, you trashed chess on this show before. Yes, you did.
The same way I make jokes about South Africa. I love South Africa. I make the jokes. I make jokes about myself. Okay. I love chess. Yeah. All the chess.
No, that was a good segment, though. I thought it was funny. But still. All right. But no, chess is used all the time as metaphors for politics and business and sports. I mean, it's always being used. You always hear it, you're watching football, and it's like, oh, yeah, they just substituted that guy, and it's like a chess match out here.
Right.
You always see that. So, yes, it's a thinking game, strategic game. It's one against one. You've got to figure out your best ideas, and as soon as you figure it out, the other person's coming back at you with their best ideas.
Right.
So, yes, it's just like business, politics, you name it.
And you teach kids to play chess. What would you say is the one thing that changes in your mind when you start to learn chess, like that you apply in life?
That the other person is more important than you are.
Huh.
Right? Because we get inside our heads. We got our own opinions. This is me. This is my best ideas. It's like Democrats and Republicans talking across from each other. Right? But when you play chess, you realize the other person has valid points, and you've got to really get inside their head more than anything else. So it's not my best idea that counts. It's your best idea. And how am I going to beat you is by really studying what you want. And that's where the deep strategy comes into the game.
That's fascinating. So we need to teach the president how to play chess. Is what you're saying.
That's going to be really hard, man.
Dude, I'm excited for the World Championships. Thank you so much for coming to the show. Maurice Ashley, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.